This week's show is supported by Signature Studio. And I use this myself. If you ever get an email from me, that email signature, it's all Signature Studio. Think about how many emails you send every single day. Each of them an opportunity to compound an impression, tell your story, and position yourself in the minds of the people who matter most. Most people waste this opportunity with a name, maybe a phone number. Signature Studio lets you build an email signature that works for you, featuring live testimonials, your latest podcast episode, a booking link with Calendly, or a rotating banner that stays fresh long after you hit send. It takes minutes to set up, works with Gmail, Outlook, and Apple Mail, and you need no design skills. Your inbox is the most under-leveraged channel in your business. Signature Studio fixes that. Start building for free today at signaturestudio.me.
Welcome to Building Your Leader Brand. This week on the show, Bob is all on his own.
All right, so here we are. It's just you and me today, no guests. The guests are taking a break until January. Today, it's just you and me. We're on the home stretch of 2025. And if you're anything like me, you're probably in that reflective space looking back at the year. And for me, 2025 was a great year. A lot of wins, a lot of growth, and I'm very grateful for it. But that gratitude comes with a healthy dose of ambition. And I'm already thinking about 2026 and asking myself, how do I level up? How do I shift into that next gear? There's a piece of advice from James Wedmore I heard recently, which really struck me. He said, you can't get second gear results with first gear strategies. And that's brilliant. It's about evolving your strategy, evolving your approach as you grow. But today, I want to talk about the flip side of that coin, which I think is even more important for most business owners, coaches, consultants, and creators. And it's this: you can't succeed in first gear with second or third gear strategies. Now, you might be listening and thinking, Bob, I'm already in second or third gear. I'm flying. And if that's you, my first question is, are you really sure? Are those first gear foundations as solid as they could be? Are you booked solid and you've got no time? Because that's running hot in first gear. That's not second gear. And even if you are cruising in second gear, where you've got all the time you want, you've got systems and processes taking care of things, and you have a scale plan that doesn't require for you to just do more work, then that's fantastic. Because everything I'm going to say about making 2026 your best year ever is about mastering the fundamentals, and it applies just as much to you. This is the trap that I see so many awesome people get stuck with. We see our mentors and the big names in the industry executing these complex, multi-layered strategies, and we think, I need to be doing that. We try and copy the playbook of someone who's 10 leaps ahead of us in the race. And the result is overwhelm, frustration. We spin our wheels and we wonder why we're not getting traction. And it's because we're trying to fly a jumbo jet when first we need to master just the fundamentals of getting a single engine plane off the ground. It's like trying to compete in a marathon for our first time against somebody who's on their 30th marathon. It just doesn't make sense. We need first marathon strategies. So, as we plan to make 2026 our best year yet, I'm going to take a pragmatic look at what it really takes to get results. And this brings us to the idea of creating our own reality, forging our own path, and making things happen for ourselves. And in another world, the word manifesting can be a little bit triggering and polarizing. But the concept behind it is perfectly feasible. It's about understanding that the actions we take in the present moment are what shape our future. And those actions are directed by unseen forces inside of us, our beliefs, our focus, our mindset. The energy that we bring to our work also affects the unseen forces outside of us, creating opportunities and synchronicities. This isn't just wishy-washy thinking. It's rooted in basic human psychology with a flavor of quantum physics. So we're going to break down the 6 practical steps that are the true engine of first gear. This is the work that works. So let's get into it. So what does it look like when you're using third gear strategies in a first gear business. It looks like trying to build a membership when nobody knows who you are yet. It looks like launching a course before you've even tested your ideas in the real world with one-to-one clients. It looks like spending a fortune on complex ad funnels when your core message isn't clear and you don't have a proven offer. It looks like trying to become a thought leader on 10 different platforms before you've built a real human connection with your first 100 followers. The advice from gurus isn't necessarily bad advice. It's just bad advice for you right now. They're telling you what works from a third gear reality. But those strategies only work because they have the first gear foundations rock solid, locked in. And that foundation, that first gear work, is where pragmatic creation comes in. It's not about magic. It's about aligning your internal state and your external actions so that your goals are no longer just possible, but probable. So let's break down the 6 steps that form this foundation. The first and most critical step is clarity. Most people don't actually know what they want, not really. They say things like, I want to be successful, or I want more freedom. But what do those words actually mean? As someone once said, the future doesn't respond to fog, it responds to focus. You can't hit a target you can't see. A few years ago, a client came to me and said, Bob, I want a successful business. I asked him, what does successful look like to you? He paused and just didn't have an answer. So we dug in, we got specific. For him, a successful business meant 20 grand a month, working with only 5 high-ticket clients at a time, and taking every Friday off to spend with his family. Suddenly, success wasn't vague and cloudy anymore. It was a target. It was a blueprint. And with that clarity, his entire energy shifted. He knew which opportunities to say yes to, and just as importantly, which to say no to. Your first gear task is to define your destination. Not what you think is practical, not what would impress your peers, but what do you actually want? Get clear on it. Write it down. Make it real. I actually read in a book recently about a 1950s science fiction movie. It was made in Russia during the Cold War, so nobody's ever seen it. But in this movie, aliens invaded. They occupied a particular area of Russia for a short period, and then they disappeared. And then people moved into the area where the aliens had been occupying, and they found all this technology, one of which was a machine which could give you your heart's desire. It could give you the one thing that you really, really wanted, but nobody could make it work. Not because they couldn't make it function, but because nobody could work out what was the one thing they really, really wanted. It's actually a very difficult question, but once you answer it, the target is clear. Once you have the blueprint, you need to supply the electricity. And the second step is to generate energy. I'm not talking about caffeine or green smoothies, although these might help you maintain the state where energy makes sense. I'm talking about directed focus, where your attention goes, your energy flows, and where your energy flows, reality begins to take shape. If your goal is to become the go-to expert in your space, you don't just wish for it. You start studying the current leaders with a critical eye. You read every book, listen to every podcast, and analyze every piece of content in your niche. You're not just consuming, you're deconstructing. You're identifying gaps, formulating your unique point of view, and outlining the content that you will create to fill those gaps. You're building energy around your expertise, making it more real in your mind, which is the precursor to it becoming real in the world. And it's not just about information. It's about the energy you bring to your day. It's about the positivity that you bring to your week. It's about maintaining mental hygiene and ensuring that you are bringing the right energy to everything you do. This isn't about hustle. It's about purposeful engagement. Ask yourself, how much of my action this week was genuinely invested in the thing I say I want? Be honest. If the answer is not much, that's your starting point. The next step is the one that separates the dreamers from the doers. Step 3 is to raise the necessity. Desire gets you started, but necessity is what gets you across the finish line. Your goal has to move from nice to have to non-negotiable. It has to become part of your identity. As long as your dream is optional, you'll always find an excuse. I'm too busy. It's not the right time. I need to do more research. But when necessity arises, when necessity becomes a necessity, the excuses evaporate. How do you do this? You have to anchor your goal in something bigger than yourself. A client of mine wanted to build a consultancy focused on creating remote work cultures where people come first. It was a great idea. But for months, it was just that, an idea. Then a close friend of hers, a brilliant and talented person, completely burned out from a toxic remote job. She saw the human cost of poor leadership firsthand. Suddenly, my client's business wasn't just a good idea anymore. It was her duty, her responsibility. It was a mission to prevent what happened to her friend happening to others. The launch wasn't optional anymore. It was urgent. Find your fire. Find the reason why not succeeding is no longer an option. This is the anchor for your red thread. Step 4. With clarity, energy, and necessity in place, it's time to make things real. Step 4 is to increase productivity. This is the action part of the law of attraction that people conveniently forget. You can't just sit on your sofa and visualize a check arriving in the mail. You have to get up and go to your mailbox. Productivity in this context means output. It means creating. It means shipping the work. It means writing the first paragraph of a book, sending the first outreach email, recording the first module of your course. Perfectionism is the enemy here. So many of us feel that we need to wait to be ready. But you don't need to be ready. You need to be in motion. Action creates clarity. Momentum builds on itself. Your first version will not be your best version, but you can't create version 2 without doing version 1. Productivity is your proof to the universe and to yourself that you're serious. What is the one thing you can produce this week that moves your dream from an idea in your head into a tangible thing in the world? Big dreams are rarely, if ever, a solo mission. If you start producing and putting your work out there, you'll realize you need other people. And step 5 is to develop influence. This isn't about becoming a social media influencer with millions of followers. It's about building genuine relationships, a strong reputation, and a support system. It's about becoming someone that others want to support, collaborate with, and champion. So how do you do this? First, be visible. Share what you're working on. Let people into your journey. Second, offer value. Look for ways to help others without expecting anything in return. Make introductions, share resources. And third, be a person of integrity. Do what you say you will do. Show up on time. Be someone people can count on. Your network, your real human network, is what will open doors you never even knew existed. So take care of it. Finally, we arrive at the moment of truth, the final step. You've done the work, you've built momentum, you have support, but there's one last hurdle. Step 6 is to demonstrate courage. Courage is the leap. It's the moment you step off a cliff without a guaranteed safety net. For so many of us, that leap isn't about quitting a job. It's about overcoming deep internal fears of sales, visibility, all the weird stuff. I worked with a brilliant coach who had an incredible life-changing offer. She had clarity and energy and necessity, everything. But for a full year, she made almost no money. Why? Because she was terrified of selling. She was afraid of being seen, of putting herself out there and facing potential rejection. She would do anything to avoid getting on a sales call or posting a video of herself, even a selfie. Her moment of courage wasn't a single grand gesture. It was a simple, terrifying decision. She committed to making one offer to one person every single day. She really struggled with this. She hated doing it. It was so uncomfortable. But through a process of gradual desensitization, the extremely uncomfortable gradually became very comfortable to eventually enjoyable. And the rewards speak for themselves. That's courage. It's not the absence of fear. It's moving forward despite it, because you finally decide that your mission is more important than your comfort. If your dream for 2026 doesn't require a little bit of courage, it's probably not big enough. So, clarity, energy, necessity, productivity, influence, and courage. These are the six steps to mastering first gear. This is the foundational work. It's the engine that will power everything else. When you have this foundation in place, then you can start thinking about second gear, systematizing, scaling, building a team. You can start implementing these advanced strategies that the gurus are talking about, because you'll have a solid base to build on. But as you look ahead to 2026, don't get distracted by the shiny, complex third gear tactics. Come back to basics and ask yourself, which of these six steps do I need to focus on right now? Maybe you need more clarity on your destination. Maybe you need to generate more focused energy. Or maybe, just maybe, it's time to demonstrate some courage. Master your first gear, and you'll find that shifting up to second and third gear becomes natural and inevitable. That's all for today. I hope this has given you a practical framework to think about your goals for the year ahead. If this was helpful, I would love to know. Drop a comment wherever you're listening to this. Reach out to me on any platform and tell me, which of the six steps are you focused on right now? And of course, if your plan for 2026 involves getting some one-to-one support to really nail these fundamentals, and obviously the strategies and tactics that lay around them from a business perspective, then you know where to find me. My door is always open for a conversation. Speaking of the new year, I'm already mapping out the podcast schedule, and I want to make sure the content is exactly what you need. So please, send me your suggestions for guests or topics that you'd like me to dive into. And finally, if you did enjoy the show, the best way to let me know is to reach out on any platform or leave every message. If you do enjoy this show, as always, you will love the Personal Brand Business Roadmap, everything you need to start, scale, or fix your expert business. 50 pages as a gift from me. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.